Now, you're not going to believe this. Oh, you will believe it. Another headline about a tranny. Oh, wait, you're not allowed to say that. Miniature, don't say tranny. They'll kick you out. You see that there's a controversy in a Minnesota college radio station where a student hosted a show the other night and used the word tranny, which apparently we're all open-minded and we're not a bunch of small-minded snickering boobs like you conservatives are. But we'd be offended. Because it might get into my safe space if you use the word tranny. Here, let me use it again. Hi, tranny.
How you doing?
So, the university takes this seriously. We have a policy of safe spaces at the University of Minnesota. We're not going to allow this word tranny to be used on our campus. Because it might hurt someone's feelings, you see. College calls police on student who said tranny on radio. They called the cops because he said tranny. Schools won't require transgender proof for athletes. Shower bathroom chaos looms, says the Conservative Tribune. The University of Michigan... The University of Minnesota Morris has threatened a student radio show with a cancellation after one of the hosts used the word tranny on air, with campus officials offering several shifting reasons for pulling the show from the airwaves. The College Fix has obtained exclusive video at the moment when the students were pulled from the air during the middle of the show. They call the cops to remove the kid from the studio. I believe there's an actual video of this.
We have a group here called the Queer Devil Worshippers.
Listen.
For a Better Future. It's kind of like our version of Antifa here at Morris.
Except they're nicer.
They're not nicer. They're just more timid.
They're nicer.
They're much more timid.
They're nicer and less violent.
Well, the only reason they're not violent is because there's not enough of them. And everybody knows everybody here at Morris.
Everybody knows everybody.
Like you see one tranny that's trying to punch someone, you know, it's automatically that one guy that you know I'm talking about. I bet you know. Yeah. I'm not going to dock.
All right, he said you see one tranny. That's enough to get the cops called on, you know. Because that's an invasion of safe space privacy, you see. And on Wednesday, the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association to add insult to imbecilic injury. On Wednesday, the New Jersey State Interscholastic Athletic Association executive committee approved a policy that, quote, allows transgender students to simply notify their school administration if they desire to change genders without required medical consultation, close quote. In other words, if a biologically male track athlete isn't particularly competitive against other boys, he can just announce that he'll be racing against girls next season, and there's almost nothing the school can do to stop him. I got to ask the question. People that promote this transgender nonsense, this safe space denial of reality, how is this charitable? Answer the question, tranny pusher. You're a tranny pimp, aren't you? Answer the question. How is that charitable that a 15-year-old boy, hey, while we're all into transitioning, why do we have age groups any longer in intramural, high school, junior high sports? Isn't that discriminatory? I identify as an 8-year-old, Mitter Church. Answer this question, though, tranny pimps. How is it charitable for a 15-year-old boy to declare himself as a girl and then go compete athletically with a girl in a sport where he has a built-in physical advantage and is practically guaranteed to win. Therefore, the girl has no chance at victory. She has no chance of having her ego elevated, of having her self-esteem and her self-worth, her safeness accentuated, does she? How is that charitable? And why do you say that it should happen? Why do you promote it? Why do you stand by it? Why do you defend it? Why do you make it illegal? And what charity comes from that? Fact of the matter is, you're depriving that girl of her right to fair competition. Never gets talked about anymore, does it? Nope. Boy wants to race against girls, have at it. If folks, if that's not an act against charity, which therefore makes it a sin and makes it wrong, I don't know what is. Do you?